So again, Omalei Reb Yechanan the Reb Elozer. Toa kom agmir chava maisa makova. Hakom, I'll teach you about the maisa makova. Omalei, so Reb Elozer answered back, like Yishoi, I'm not old enough. Shrashle zakanti, ubinyan liba doig. You have to be a leiv doig, you have to be worried, scared. I'm not that way yet, I'm not old enough yet. Of a kikash, what happened was later when Reb Elozer got older, noch nashu to Reb Yechanan, Reb Yechanan was nifter ready. So he lost out. He didn't learn Maisa Makova from Reb Yechon. His Omalei Rabasi, Rabasi told him then, Toa v'agmircha v'maisa makova. So Rabasi went to Reb Loz and told him, come, I'll teach you about these psukim in Yechesla, about the Maisa Makova. Omalei, so Reb Loz said, is that koi, if I would have been zeichah, if I would have been smart like, gemirtam Reb Yechon and Rabach, I would have been zeichah to learn it from my Rebbe Reb Yechon. He would have taught it to me, Mestama better. Rashi also says, Maisa Makova, Maisa Makova, Rashi says, Brises saying, these are Brises. Right, Rabbi Yosef, have a Gomer Maisa Makova. Rabbi Yosef learned through the Maisa Makova. So with the Pumpadisa, the old people in Pumpadisa, have a ton of Maisa Brises. They were learning through the Nyonim of Maisa Brises, the creation of the world. Omru Leis, so one said to the other, Ligma Lord Maisa Makova. So the Subid the Pompadisa, Sabid the Pompadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, teach us the Maisa Makova. Omalu, so Rabbi Yosef said, Agmor and Lee, Maisa Bracious. Rabbi Yosef asked them, and you teach me the Maisa Bracious. Is Bosa the Agmorun, after they taught Rabbi Yosef the Maisa Bracious, is Omrule, Ligmor Lomar, Maisa Makova. Now the Sabbat the Pumbadisa said back to Rabbi Yosef, now come and you keep your deal, teach us the Maisa Makova. Omalu, they said like this to Nina, we learned for who? Divash v'cholov tachat l'shoin et l'shoincho. Honey and milk is under your lush and under your tongue. That means, Dvorim ha-mesuki midvash v'cholov yil tachat l'shoincho. Things that are sweet like honey should be under your lush. Somebody meant to say is that, I can't teach you the Maisa Makova, it's too hard for you. Rabbi Yavu Amar Mihachar, Rabbi Yavu said from this pasuk, Kvoshim l'vushcha, that means from Kvoshim, from the lamb should be your clothing, from the wool, means Dvorim Shem Kavshuni Shaloylam Yir Tachas L'vushcha, things that are Kavshuni Shaloylam Rashi, Sisra Shaloylam, things that are hidden about this world, now there's Maisa Makova, Kamay Reisha V'kivshon, is should be Tachas Kivshechas, be underneath your clothing, not uncover, I can't teach to others. Omrulei Taninen Bu Ad, they said we learned until Vayom Rolai Ben Odom. They've learned until this foreign Yecheskel to Yecheskel Beis they learned. Omalu Heinein Maisa Makova. So he answered back, you should know if you learned that far to Perek Beis and Yecheskel, you learned through the Maisa Makova. So his first Perek Aleph, that's the Limud about the Maisa Makova. Rashi, Taninu Ad Vayom Rolai Ben Odom, Kfar Sheninu Ad Vayom Rolai Ben Odom, Omer Araglecha. So he answers back, hey, hey, Maisa Makova, im ad kan shenisim, harbe shenisim. If you learned this, why you learned a lot. Sheshnei amakores alolu, shehein v'iro kein hachashmal, ukemara hakeshes, heim shakpidu aleim. Yeah, that's the Maisa Makova. Right. Meisvei avakasha. Another price says, ad heichin Maisa Makova, till how far in Yecheskel or the Psukim talk about the Maisa Makova, Rebbe Yoyma Ad V'era Basra, in the first capital, till we have the second V'era. We have Yitzchak Goymer Ad HaChashmal, until the HaChashmal, so he said, Ad V'era Migmagrina, up until there I could teach you, Mikan V'elach Masrinon Rosh Eprokim. From after the word V'era onwards, I can only give over the Rosh Eprokim. Hanika the army some say ad v'era masrin and Rosh Eprokim. Up until this word of v'era, I could teach over, give you the Rosh Eprokim. Just the headlines about what's going on. Mikan v'elach, if from then onwards, im u'chokom mevi midaiti, if it's a chokom, he can understand it himself. In, then it's good. Eloi loi, but if he does not understand the psukim onwards, a rabbi can't teach it to him. Freddy Gemara, midashina v'chashmal. Of a chalal, you let her learn about the psukim. We'll talk about this chashmal. We'll soon what the chashmal was, the type of a fire. Fred Gemara, but who you knew? There was a kid, the Dorish bechashmal. He dashed these psukim in Yecheskel that spoke about the chashmal. The Nofak Nura, a fire came out of Yechatia and ate him up. So you see, you're not allowed to dash, you're not allowed to go into those in Yonim about the Chashmal. So Marin says, Ashani Yenukud Lemot Yizimni. You can't bring Raya from a tinnik, a young, not a tinnik, but a young child. A young child, and now he's not old enough, he wasn't supposed to learn these in Yonim. But a Godol could be, he's allowed to dash in these in Yonim of the Makova of the Chashmal. Amrabi Yehuda. Baram Zacharois Ishtotoyf. Remember this name of this person, and his name is Hananya ben Chizkiah Shemoy. We have to give like credit to Hananya ben Chizkiah, because El Molihu, if not for him, Nignoy Seif Yecheskel. The Chachamim at that door wanted to hide and say it's also to learn Seif Yecheskel. Why? Shayu Devorim Seisum Dibre Torah. It says certain things in Seif Yecheskel that says Faket what the Torah says. Rashi says Yesh B'Seifa Devorim Mekabonis. There are certain things at the end of Yecheskel talk about the Inyan Kabonis that say not like our Torah. Ma also, so what does Hananya do? Hello loy gimel meyaz garbe shemen. He brought up to his aliyah, to his attic, 300 barrels of oil. The Yosha Baliyah, and he sat there. In other words, he sat there night and night, and he used up these 300 barrels of oil to be able to learn with, to have light in Hidashin, Sefer Yecheskel. V'doshu. And he explained it to tell us how it's not Seisa Divrei Torah. He came to me, Ashaveni Kashi Yav, and Seifi Yecheskel. No, it's not a Kashi to what it says in the Torah. Torah Rabban, question like this. Maisa B'tinik Yechaz, a Maisa with a Tinik. Shoy Yekurim B'Beis Rabbi B'Seifi Yecheskel. He was learning in his yeshiva to Seifi Yecheskel. V'yemeiv M'chashmal. He was understanding the psukim about the Chashmal. The Yotze Eish, and a fire went out, Mechashmal, from these place, from the Pesukim of the Chashmal, but a fire went out, Vesafrosoi, and burnt up this kid. O Bikshu Lingoy Seif Yecheskel. After this mice again, that the Rebbe wanted to hide, Seif Yecheskel. He didn't want the rest of his class to be burnt up, so he wanted to make a Geniza, did not let him learn Seif Yecheskel. Is Omelhem, they say, Omelhem Chananya Ben Chizkiah. In Zeh Chochem, Akocha Chomim, Hein. If this kid was a tinnik, in other words, he wasn't supposed to do it. But a Talmud Chacham, an older person, has the right to learn Seif Yecheskel. Stam, not the way we learn. The way we learn it, we can learn it anyway. Stam means to really be dervish, to understand clearly what the psukim really mean, what's behind the meaning, that a tinnik should not, but an older person, a Talmud Chacham, could. So tomorrow, my chashmal. When the Pasuk says chashmal, electricity, we call electricity chashmal. What does chashmal mean in the Pasuk? Omer Rav Yehuda, it means chayos eish, memalolois. They were mamish, achayos, wild animals of fire talking. That's what chashmal means. Chayos of eish, made out of fire. Trashi eish yoitzim deburu. When they were speaking, when these chayos were talking, fire was coming out of their words. That's called the chashmal. The Maslisa Torah and the Brice learned like this. Itam chashos, itam memalolois. Sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they're talking. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, they keep quiet. When there's no deeper words coming out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then these chashmal, these chayas of Eish, talk, and the fire comes out from their talking. Pesach says, V'hachayos rotzui v'shoif, kemara barzik, and the chayas were going back and forth, like a split, like a barzak, like a lightning. Rashi rotzus v'shuv, moitzian roshim etachas rikia. They were putting the head down below the rikia. Hanotu l'malam roshayim, v'chayzuch o'machnisa noisim m'moy rashchina. They were like putting the head back and forwards. They were afraid of Hashem. Benihirus, very fast. Karitza v'sheva sholav, hayotza p'ya bozit. Like a lightning goes back and forth, like a flame flickers back and forth. My rotsa v'shuv, what does it mean back and forth? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, ka'or like a flame, hayotza p'ya kifshon, was coming out of a furnace. Trashi shesarfim b'yavonim l'sid. There's a fire flickers back and forth. My kamara barzak, Amar Rav Yosi ben Chanina bar Chanina kor hayotze miben hachasim. Like the fire comes out between the pottery. Trashi derech mastike zov linkoy kli cheres nekov nekov mkoifun oisa gabicholim. Put a kli atop a fire where sparks of fire come out. V'yeren I saw v'hinei ruach sarabo, and a storm wind was coming. Minat sofer from the north side. Anen godol v'yesh mis lakechas. In the middle of this, one Milo's big storm was this chashmal of fire. Leichen also, where was it going? It was going to conquer the world away from Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. It was going down to give over the whole world into the hands of the Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. Why did Hashem make the Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, like rule over the whole world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klai Yisrael into Golus, into Nebuchadnezzar. As if to say, the Ummah should not say that Hashem gave us into a small nation. No, Hashem gave us into Nebuchadnezzar, the big nation, the big ruler of the whole world. And Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu migorim loy shiyeye shamash liyev devsilim habunasayim shay Yisrael en gorim loy. What would cause Klai Yisrael to have to go into Golus? That was because the Rona varies. All right, we'll stop here.